this next part is an extension to what I had originally wrote in this chapter, something that occurred to me that I had previously forgot to write. I'll get right into it. The final part of the chapter reads, "This wasn't all fun and games. I mean, it was, but something happened to me in my last night at CCC. I met a lovely German lady on one of my shifts. She was very young, about 20, I'd say, and we were just chatting. We met on one of my shifts. Nice lady. Like, she was really happy to talk to me. At first, she didn't even know who I was. You know, we were just talking. Eventually told her that I'm the leader of the Librabit project, which made her even happier. But even then, you know, she just liked me, it seemed. The specifics of what we talked about doesn't really matter, but she was just really nice to me. And, you know, we talked a lot. There was something about her that reminded me of my former Dutch friends, the one from 2015, mentioned previously in this book. Just the general feeling that I had when talking to her. We quickly became friendly with each other, and I don't even really remember what we talked about, but we both really enjoyed each other's company. We managed to get an Angel t-shirt at one point, and we were we tried to get an Angel t-shirt frantically, but we were disappointed that they'd all run out. We were sitting around a circle with several of our friends just chatting as teardown begun, because this was at the end of CCC. We watched the world around us disappear, just chatting amongst ourselves happily and just generally having a laugh. I felt really good. At one point, I went to the toilet away from the circle, not away from the group, and I caught myself thinking, this will not be another Dutch friend. And I felt weird. I just didn't think much else of it at that point. You know, I felt like I was kind of alone in the world, you know, thousands of people around me, and I just caught myself thinking, this will not be another Dutch friend. Then we're eating in the Engelkuchen. My friend had to leave early to catch a train back to her town, but I'd insisted that we both eat first, you know, so we went there. She had a long journey, you know, and it was best, I thought, for her not to do it on an empty stomach. So, you know, we chatted some more. She quickly finished her meal, and we hugged as she left. And at one point, I said to her, like, during this exchange, I said, for some reason, I feel like you're one of the coolest people I've ever met. And I meant it as well. When she left, I felt tears start to flow. I had no idea why at the time. I wasn't exactly attracted to her, no, but I knew later what it meant. I was trying not to cry as I continued to eat my meal after she'd gone, and I muttered something under my breath again. She is not Dutch friend. My actual words were a little bit harsher than that. I'd told her in that moment, just before she left, that I tend to be a little bit dispassionate as well, although obviously I did not elaborate. So yeah, something about her just reminded me of the time when I'd met Dutch friend at FOSDEM 2016, and previously as well. But especially 2016, like, because when Dutch friend left during 2016, I stayed behind for a little bit. I got drunk with another friend at a bar, and I started crying that night. I still have no idea why. Just some vague attraction or whatever. But, you know, I didn't think of it the next day. I finished my meal. I in retrospect now, I think it might have been because I was, like, in guy mode then, and I was, like, still, like, repressed. And I just had a general pervasive sadness back then. And I just thought of all everything else that happened later in that year, in, you know, 2016. Anyway, I finished my meal in the Engelkuchen and went back to my hotel. I felt raw. I was crying and laughing at the same time. Hyper aware of everything around me as I did. I just felt like broken for some reason. I'd generally been quite emotionally open at CCC the whole time. You know, so I had my guard down the whole time. Like, as alluded to in this chapter, I was having fun. You know, I was actually happy for days and days. Just really relaxed, you know. I wasn't crying for her. I thought I might be at the time, but it wasn't love. I knew that. I just had what I'd experienced, I later realized, was a trauma trigger. I'd been traumatized by my previous experience in 2016, you know, coming out as trans, the later stresses that I had, especially when I lost control of everything later on when I was really drunk. You know, like, I wrote with a sense of, like, you know, glee and sensationalism in this book, but 2016 was one of the darkest periods of my life. I had a lot of stresses, you know, like just stress in general, like all that year. I was completely sober though during CCC, and you know, the memories, they just came rushing back in this moment, you know, walking back to my hotel. I felt like just completely alone in the world, walking past hundreds of people, just random people on the streets. I told a friend about it from my hotel room that night. You know, I was fine the next day. I didn't think about it that, you know, after that. Though I did later meet up with this girl, like, you know, this woman at FOSDEM 2026. Just a really nice lady that I met, you know. I didn't cry because of my German friends, no. I cried because she made me remember my previous Dutch friend. it meant nothing in the end. Other than that, I was just triggered by my former traumatic experiences from 2016, as I said. And I saw it in those terms after I'd calmed down. I rationalized it this way in my mind, and I just snapped back. You know, I was once again in control of myself. I actually went to CCC for the next 2 days after that, as teardown still continued for the next few days. I just wanted to be in Germany for a few more days. I had some meal tokens left over from my Engelarbeitsschichten, so I just sat and wrote code in the Engelkuche. Now much quieter, talking to more Germans who also stayed behind. Yeah, CCC is just one hell of a drug. It's so manic that you meet so many people. It's just such a friendly environment, and they all accept you for who you are. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. I was me the whole time. You know, I wasn't like masking or hiding or anything. You know, I was just genuinely happy the whole time. I was charming a lot as well, and, you know, I spoke to a lot of people. It felt somewhat like Thailand as well, because I'd been quite open there as well. You know, because I normally put like several guards up when I'm talking to people. This isn't that's the thing about trauma, right? You know, it sort of creeps up on you. I think I did finally become somewhat invincible again on that weekend. You know, I dealt with bad friends now. We weren't enemies anymore during that weekend, having become somewhat friendlier again in the years leading up to this point. All of my old demons, you know, they'd all been expunged, it seemed. Weird how the mind works, but oh well.